Margaret Darrow is a professor of geological engineering at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She and her colleagues have been studying Wrangell's 2023 landslide with a grant from the National Science Foundation. She says the research is still in the works, but they're inching closer to answers.
My greatest hope is that whatever we find from this work will be able to tell you, the community of Wrangell, why the slide might have happened, where it happened, where other slides could happen, so that you could use it in community planning.
They found that the landslide took out about 200 trees. Their soil and rock samples are still being processed, but so far they can say that the soil where the landslide happened is unusually loose, and that it sits on top of glacial sediment, which acts like a barrier against water. That could have been a huge contributor to the slide. Annette Patton, a geologist at Oregon State University, says there was a surprisingly large volume of the loose material.
A lot of the hill slopes around Southeast Alaska have really thin soils because it's just so steep and material can kind of slide right down. But part of why this landslide was so large is because there was actually a very anomalously thick layer of very loose material.
She says there was a sizable storm called an atmospheric river the day of the landslide, but nothing out of the ordinary.
And these are really common types of storms. Most landslides are triggered by atmospheric rivers here in Southeast Alaska, but not all atmospheric rivers trigger them.
But Patton says there was a lot of water on the slope, and it mobilized all of that loose material. Her colleague, Josh Warren, teaches at the University of Oregon. He says that the U.S. Forest Service started paying attention to landslides in the 70s, and a lot of their research came out of Wrangell and Prince of Wales. He says that it's helpful to look at all the surrounding landslides in order to contextualize the massive one from 2023.
It was more than twice as big as the next biggest slide that's happened on Wrangell. This was truly an extreme, anomalous event in terms of size compared to what has happened here before. So this really led us to ask the question, what is so different about that setting that allowed it to behave so differently?
Roaring says the first thing they noticed looking at the slide was the large ledges, or steps, exposing the bedrock.
These are really big steps. Looking at it from the road is not preparing for how big they are in person.
He says the erosion wasn't consistent throughout the slide. Most of it happened at the steep bedrock steps. And they even found living blueberry bushes right below some of those cliffs. Roaring says that implies the slide came down and almost launched from one ledge down to the next, which would only be possible if the soil was liquefied, and that would take an enormous amount of water.
This field work occurred in August of 2024, so about 6-7 months ago. And it was still really, really wet. It hadn't rained in a while, weeks before we were there. Yet there's still what we call seepage, a lot of drainage from the landscape above the scarp that was coming into this side.
Maureen says they wanted to know where the water came from, so they used previous LIDAR data to find the path from the top of the ridge to the beginning of the slide.
As we follow these flow paths, they go up another set of bedrock ledges, and then they get up on top of the ridge. And we spent a lot of time up here on this ridgetop muskeg trying to imagine the plumbing system for how this works, how the water goes up and down, how it spills out in some places and not others.
He says they put in hydrologic sensors that test water levels that will help them understand when and how much water gets channeled down from the ridgetop muskegs.
In some ways, having channels to take that water out is a good thing, but in a lot of cases, having channels funnel water to one location where there's a lot of loose material is obviously a really bad thing.
The researchers also gave tips for knowing when a landslide might be about to happen, like sudden changes in water flow or color. Another indicator would be sound. Some have compared the sound of a landslide to a falling jet or a tornado. The researchers say that once people hear a landslide, they only have moments to get out of the way. They also encourage people to pay attention to weather forecasts, as landslides usually happen during intense rainfall. People can report a landslide on an app that the state of Alaska just put out. It's called Landslide Reporter. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.